On this 50th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, we're featuring writers and composers and filmmakers who've created works about the Holocaust. Composer Steve Reich was a child during the Holocaust. He was safe in America. His composition, Different Trains, reflects on his connection to and his distance from the death camps. His parents divorced when he was one. His mother moved to Los Angeles. His father stayed in New York. And because they had joint custody, Reich traveled back and forth by train with his governess between the years 1939 and 42. Looking back on the excitement of these train rides, he realized that if he'd been in Europe, as a Jew, he would have been riding the trains to his death. Different Trains uses the recorded sounds of trains and the voices of Holocaust survivors. The opening movement is set in America before the war. Called what you're doing in Different Trains a form of documentary music. Mm-hmm. That's because you're using actual sounds in it, recordings of real people's voices, real train whistles, sirens.
Yeah, absolutely. What happened is that I selected each of these sentences, phrases, single words, place names, dates, for what they said to be sure, but also for how they were said. Sometimes when we speak, you or I and everybody, we almost sing. We don't know it. It just goes by in our conversation. But if you isolate it on tape, then you find, for instance, in my governess, when she was talking about one of the trips she said, he went from Chicago to New York, and it was really, I don't have perfect pitch, but it was F.A. flat, F.A. flat. The Pullman Porter said 1941. And the rule I set for myself was, every time a woman speaks, she'll be doubled note for note by the viola. And every time a man speaks, he'll be doubled note for note by the cello. And my job is to arrange, harmonize, and write counterpoint to something that is a given that I can't change. And that was quite an enjoyable restriction.
So you basically had to transcribe musically the spoken words that you were using.
Exactly. I actually had to sit down with a music paper and go over what they said and hear it again and again until I could get down the notes that were being said. Now, that isn't always the case, but I chose those fragments that were strongly pitched, and then I was able to make that transcription.
The first movement of Different Trains is set in the United States, based on your rides back and forth between 1939 and 1942 between New York and Los Angeles. The second movement is the Holocaust, and there's an incredible musical shift that happens right between the first and second movements. Would you describe for us what you're doing there?
Well, what happens right on the button is that the air raid sirens begin right as Rachella, who's a woman from Rotterdam now living in Aragon, says 1940. Musically, I wanted to get something that would come in like a absolute knife stroke and just divide those movements, even though there's no time between them.
1940. Germans invaded Hungary. I was in second grade. I had a teacher. I had a teacher, a little tall man. His hair was completely plastered smooth. He said, black crows, black crows. He said, black crows invaded our country. He said, black crows invaded our country.
Steve Reich was recorded in 1989. His CD, Different Trains, is on Elektra Nonesuch Records. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.